This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Modi will address the National Assembly of Guyana in the capital, Georgetown, today. Mr. Modi will also interact with the Indian community. The Indian diaspora in Guyana arrived 186 years ago in 1838. Around 40% of the population today is of Indian origin, and they are a vital link between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a three-day visit to the country on the final leg of his three-nation tour. The Prime Minister will pay floral tributes at the statue of Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi and the Arya Samaj Monument. Mr. Modi will also interact with prominent personalities and cricketers from Guyana and the Caribbean region. Prime Minister Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, conferred the award upon Mr. Modi in a ceremony at Guyana's State House today. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasised that his state visit is a testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. Earlier, the Commonwealth of Dominica bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Dominica, Sylvanie Burton, conferred the award in recognition of Prime Minister Modi's contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi met his Dominican counterpart, Roosevelt Skerrit, on the sidelines of the second India-CARICOM summit in Guyana last night. Mr. Modi thanked him for the conferment of Dominica's highest award. Later in a social media post, Mr. Modi said India will keep working closely with Dominica in times to come. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos today, the minister pointed out that this commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges, from border disputes to trade agreements. He stated that India believes that genuine long-term solutions to global problems can only be achieved when nations engage constructively, respecting each other's perspectives. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting raids at 8 locations in connection with a case of terrorist infiltration. Our correspondent reports that the NIA raids are being conducted at various locations in Riyasi, Doda, Udhampur, Ramban and Kishtwar districts. Yesterday, the probe agency arrested an accused wanted in a 2020 Kashmir narco-terror case linked with procuring and selling narcotic drugs to raise funds for promoting terrorism. After a grand opening ceremony yesterday, day one of IFFI is set to feature an array of screenings and events throughout the day today. Over 40 films across various genres will be screened today. Films including Swatantra Veer Savarkar, 12th Fail and Ghar Jaisa Kuch will be showcased. In the Indian Panorama section this year, 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films will be displayed. In cricket, Indian all-rounder Hardik Pandya has reclaimed the first place in the ICC Men's T20I player latest rankings. In batters, India's Tilak Verma has made a massive jump into the top 10 list at the third spot, followed by Surya Kumar Yadav at fourth. Yashasvi Jaiswal, however, has slipped one spot to eighth number in bowlers. Arshdeep Singh has joined his partner Ravi Bishnoi in the top 10 list. Arshdeep has reached the ninth spot, while Ravi has slipped to eighth spot. In China Masters 2024 badminton, Indian shuttler Anupama Upadhyay lost to Japan's Natsuki Nidera 21-7, 21-14 in women's singles pre-quarters in Shenzhen, China this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.